August 12, 1910. The origin of all the evil of priests is in dealing with souls about human things. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself and I saw some priests, as well as Jesus, who made himself seen in my interior all dislocated and with his limbs detached. Jesus pointed at those priests, making me understand that even though they were priests, they were members, detached from his body. And lamenting he said, "My daughter, how offended I am by priests. The superiors do not watch over my sacramental lot, and expose me to enormous sacrileges. These whom you see are separated members, and although they offend me very much, my body has no more contact with their wicked actions. But the others who pretend they are not separated from me and continue their actions as priests, oh, how much more they offend me. To what an atrocious slaughter I am exposed, how many chastisements they draw, I can bear them no more." And as he was saying this, I saw many priests running away from the church and turning against the church to wage war against her. I looked at those priests with great sorrow, and I felt a light that made me comprehend that the origin of this and all the evil of priests is in dealing with souls about human things, things all of a material nature, without a strict necessity. These human things form a net for the priest which blinds his mind, hardens his heart to divine things, and prevents his step on the path that befits him in the office of his ministry. Not only this, but it is a net for souls, because they bring what is human, and receive what is human, and grace remains as though excluded from them. Oh! How much evil is committed by these, how many slaughters of souls they make! May the Lord enlighten everyone.